All right, we're back for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. This is your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We hope you stick around for the next hour. We've got some nice swinging sounds ahead of us tonight, and we're going to continue to highlight the vibraharpist work of Milt Jackson. We're going to do an album that he cut on the Impulse label in 1964, and it's a Latin-oriented album, and they do Cole Porter's composition, I Love You, and we've got, of course, Milt on vibes, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, and Connie Kay on drums. Let's listen to Cole Porter's lovely composition, I Love You. Thank you. That was our Spotlight Artist of the Week, vibist Milt Jackson, from his Impulse album, Jazz Ensemble, a little Latin touch to a great Cole Porter song, I Love You. And Milt was backed up by Tommy Flanagan on piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, and Connie Kay on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Cannonball Adderley. It's early in his career. It's on an album entitled Julian Cannonball Adderley, and it's on the Amarcy label, released in 1955. Cannonball had left his teaching position at Dillard High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and headed for New York with the idea of doing some graduate work at one of the conservatories there. But he got sidetracked one night. He sat in with Oscar Pettiford's group at Cafe Bohemia when Oscar's regular alto man couldn't make it, and he immediately created a sensation and was besieged with work from that point, and some claimed him to be the next Charlie Parker. On this particular album, released the same year as that, in addition to Cannonball on alto, we've got Jimmy Cleveland on trombone and Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Nat Adderley, his brother, on trumpet, Paul Chambers on bass, J.J. Johnson on trombone, John Williams on piano, and Kenny Clark on drums. The tune was written by Bill Gish, Jack Owens, and Earl White. It's a beautiful tune entitled Cynthia's in Love. That was a group led by Cannonball Adderley. one of his first albums on the Amarcy label, released in 1955. It had Cannonball on alto, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Jerome Richardson on tenor sax, Cecil Payne on baritone, Ned Adderley on trumpet, Paul Chambers on bass, J.J. Johnson on trombone, John Williams on piano, and Kenny Clarke on drums. The tune was Cynthia's In Love.
Nick, we're going to continue to highlight the work of vibe man Mel Jackson tonight. And this is an interesting album. I stumbled across it, inadvertently picked up on this one. It's called Soul Meeting. And, of course, it's under Mel Jackson's name, but there's co-billing here for Ray Charles. Now everybody thinks of Ray Charles as an R&B vocalist, a great R&B vocalist, and he was, and he was a good piano player. People forget that he started out in about 1952 as a jazz piano trio, trying to emulate the sound of the Nat King Cole trio before he got into R&B. Well, he never lost his jazz chops. And so you'll hear Hallelujah, I Love Her So, one of his big hits, but this is an instrumental version with Ray Charles on piano, and he may jump in and do a little bit on alto sax. We'll see. Let's listen to Hallelujah, I Love Her So. Thank you. Oh, that was a swinging little version of instrumental version of "Hallelujah, I Love Her So," which was a monster hit for Ray Charles, and that was Ray Charles there on piano, backing up Mel Jackson on their album "Soul Meeting," cut on the Atlantic label, and besides the solos there by Ray Charles on piano and Mel Jackson on vibes, we had a nice 12-bar blues solo there by one of the premier guitarists on the scene, Kenny Burrell.
Well, it's time for another viral harpist. This time it's Dave Pike. Ah. And it's from a Riverside album entitled, conveniently, It's Time for Dave Pike. And in addition to Dave on vibes, we've got Barry Harris on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. The tune is on Green Dolphin Street, which was written by Washington and Caper for the 1947 film of the same name starring Lana Turner. Thank you. Then it was Dave Pike's group with Dave on vibes, Barry Harris on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. The tune was on Green Dolphin Street. It's from a Riverside album released in 1961 entitled It's Time for Dave Pike.
Back to our highlight artist of the week, vibist Mel Jackson. This is from his Atlantic album, Ballads and Blues. And this time, Mel puts together a pianoless quartet. And they do Irving Berlin's great song, The Song Has Ended. And the quartet's comprised, of course, of Milt on vibes, Barney Kessel on guitar, Percy Heath on bass out of the Modern Jazz Quartet, and a great West Coast drummer, Lawrence Maribel. Let's listen to The Song Has Ended. Thank you. yes, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, vibist Milt Jackson with a pianoless quartet. And, of course, Milt on vibes. And both rhythm guitar and solo guitar work by great West Coast guitarist Barney Kessel, doing Irving Berlin's composition, The Song Has Ended.
Well, next we'll hear Milt Jackson with the group that he spent the most time with in his career. It's the Modern Jazz Quartet with John Lewis on piano and Milt on vibes, Perthy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. The album is an Atlantic album released in 1956 entitled Fontessa. And the tune is a tune written by Earl Brent and Matt Dennis. It was a 1946 pop tune entitled Angel Eyes. Angel Eyes by the Modern Jazz Quartet. John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, from an Atlantic album released in 1956 entitled Fontessa.
Here's another album on the Atlantic label cut by Milt Jackson, and it's called Bags and Flutes, and the concept is for bags, i.e., Milt Jackson. for Beggs to alternate between Bobby Jasper on flute and Frank West on flute. On this particular track, we've got Bobby Jasper along with Percy Heath on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and I believe Kenny Borellas joined in on guitar. And this is a little thing written by Mel Jackson called Bag's New Groove. Thank you. Atlantic album called Bags and Flutes. Of course, Bags is a nickname for our highlight artist of the week, Milt Jackson. And beside Milt there on Vibes, we had Kenny Burrell on piano. And I'm not sure, no, it's Kenny Burrell on guitar. The pianist was Tommy Flanagan, Bobby Jasper on flute, and Percy Heath on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Little thing called Bags New Groove.
Well, next we'll hear from the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars. This is a group that was assembled consisting of alumni of the Fletcher Henderson Band for a jazz tone LP issued in 1958 entitled The Big Reunion. And it was a 12-piece group, I believe, and there's lots of soloists. Emmett Berry, we'll hear from Emmett Berry on trumpet, Rex Stewart on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Dickie Wells on trombone, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, and Buster Bailey on clarinet. The tune is a tune originally written by King Oliver and Louis Armstrong in 1923 entitled Dippermouth Blues. But Don Redman changed the name of it when he did an arrangement of it for Fletcher Henderson in 1925, and he called it Sugarfoot Stomp.
Thank you.
then there was Sugarfoot Stomp with the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars. They obviously set out to outdo each other, each with his own cheering section. You heard from Emmett Berry on trumpet, Rex Stewart on trumpet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Dickie Wells on trombone, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, and Buster Bailey clarinet. It's from an album entitled The Big Reunion, a jazz tone issue in 1958.
Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore. We endeavor to bring you some of the finest in mainstream jazz. We hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll join us again next week. We're going to take the show out with our highlighted artist of the week, Milt Jackson. And this is one of my favorite tracks by Milt, along with one of his favorite tenor sax men and one of mine also. And that's Lucky Thompson. And this is from his Savoy album, The Jazz Skyline, where Lucky and Milt are backed up by Hank Jones on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Kenny Clark on drums. The Lady is a Tramp. Mm-hmm.